God.
Thank you.
You got joy tonight?
Yes, yes, sir.
Oh, my. We got a little bit, but where's that Christian freedom, you know, in the world today? I'm free of sin and doubt. I'm free of shame and confusion. I've been delivered.
Hallelujah.
You can call me crazy, but I feel good. Jeremiah chapter 30. Thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Jeremiah 30. You can tell a lot about how somebody worships the Lord if they're really free from sin or not. Ooh, my, that didn't go over too well, but that's all right. And that can't be right. I don't think I'm in the right place. Give me a second here. Jeremiah 3. Put the zero in the wrong spot there. I'm looking at part 30 is what I'm looking at. This is part 30, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Not too many just yet, you know.
Nope.
It's only, what, 8 months or so? Anywho, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Yeah.
It's good to know, have a revelation that this book is God.
Yeah.
And that when we read, we're here to read it and we're blessed already.
Right.
We're here to hear it, we're blessed already.
Right.
How much more when the Spirit comes and He quickens it to us?
We're
going to have church tonight. If you want to have church, go ahead. But we're going to have church anyhow.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 3:20. Surely as a wife treacherously departeth from her husband, so have you dealt treacherously with me, O house of Israel, saith the Lord. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. Return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Talking about the original has returned. And I've got a message. How about let's just go back already. That's my title. Let's just go back already. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Hallelujah. Do you have a need you'd like to lift to the Lord? You got faith to believe Him tonight? Hallelujah. God bless you. As we pray now. Heavenly Father, how we thank you for gathering the saints here tonight. As we feel your presence already amongst us, Lord, we pray that you would take preeminence of my voice, of our hearts, Lord. Speak your word in power and demonstration. Defeat all the works of the devil, I pray, that's gotten to the children of God's life. May the light of the gospel come shine to Christians today. And may they see themselves in the word of God, that you've sent this message specifically for them, that they wouldn't be in bondage anymore, but that they would be given the liberty of a son of God, of a daughter of God. Grant it tonight, we pray. Heal the sick that would be in our midst. Save the lost. Fill the empty and encourage the discouraged. And you that know our hearts, we pray, don't let any black thing come in there, Lord. But let the Holy Spirit drive it far from us tonight. Mold us, make us just like you, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Well, let's just go back already. You know, we talk many times about being given a message of restoration, that this is the truth. We have been given back what was given by God in the beginning. The Word of God. God has never had to change His Word. He's never had to update it. He's never had to say, it's never gotten old. It's never had an expiration date. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when God had His Word, we know before the foundation of the world, He was existing just as He is right now. He has never changed His state. He has never changed His condition. The only thing He's ever done was change His form. He's just shown Himself in different ways, in different manifestations. But when you break down the substance of God, you will get the same thing. He was the Logos. He was the Word of God. And aren't we glad that the Word was made flesh and it dwelt among us and it took our place and died for our flesh that we could be the Word made flesh again today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Now, unfortunately, many times when God brings His Word, He can't just bring His Word. He has to bring a rebuke first because the people aren't ready to come to the Word yet. Many times they get comfortable where they're at and they think, well, this is fine where I am. It's okay for me to be in sin and trespasses. The Word can come to where I am and then the Word will be restored. But that's not the way God does it. The original has returned. What God started with is restored back to us today. Amen. The same faith that Adam had.
Amen.
The same faith that the Son of God had is now in us, sons of God.
Amen.
Why? Because it's never changed. When it was given in the beginning, it was meant to stay that way. It was man that perverted it. It was man that denominated it. But God said, I will restore, saith the Lord. He didn't ask for our opinion about it. He didn't say we got a say in it. He said, I will restore it.
Amen.
Why? Because I know nothing short of this is ever going to beat the devil in this age. Then don't you try it now either. See, we go and we feed on things, and I'm not saying it's all bad. But I'm here to tell you, God didn't send you Charles Spurgeon. As good as it was in his day, God didn't send us that. God didn't send us Benny Hinn. And you know what? If we really want to be real specific, God didn't send you Brother Andrew either. The Bible said, I will send Elijah. And he will restore the Word back to the bride of Christ. And I understand God has elected offices. He said He set in the church pastors, evangelists, prophets, teachers, and apostles. But the men in this age must come under the authority of this age, which is the Word of this age that came through Malachi 4.
Yeah.
It's time to take the gloves off. I don't care if you think it's heresy. The way called heresy is the way I worship because I believe all that the prophets wrote.
Yeah.
And Malachi 4 was one of those prophets. John the Revelator was one of those prophets who said, but in the days of the voice, seventh angel, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God will be finished. And no one else was given that authority. And God forbid any man try to take that place. You be what God made you. That's the problem. We just can't be faithful in what God made us. We're always trying to be something we can't be. You be what God made you. That's why we ain't getting nowhere. We're all fighting here, stewing this. I'll be as good as them. You watch somebody else's testimony, say, well, I'll do that too. God didn't call you to be nobody else. He called you to be you.
Amen.
And you was in the Word.
Right.
And you are in the Word.
Right.
And you are the Word.
Right.
And the Word is made flesh again today.
Amen.
Ooh, glory. I will restore. Why did he say that in Joel? He said, so that my people will never be ashamed. Until you're restored back to your sonship, you'll be ashamed of this message. Sisters, be ashamed of your long hair. But when you begin to realize that I am a daughter of God, I have one judge. His name is Jesus Christ, and He told me to grow my hair out. Isn't that right, sis? Brothers, He told you to clean it up. He told us to chop ours off. Isn't that right? Maybe shorter than what we got it, I don't know. But we're supposed to have it cut, that's for sure. He told us to clean up. And in this age anymore, just the way you dress, brothers even, you can tell there's something different about you. Just the fact you even might tuck your shirt in once in a while shows that there's something weird about you. Just the fact that your pants ain't got a bunch of holes in them all the time that were put in on purpose. You working man, that's one thing. You know, you're out there doing something. But I know these pretty boys walking around with that stuff don't do any work. It's a shame, but that's why I'm grateful that God has restored our Word because we were all in that. We were on that mess. Don't act like we weren't. We walked in the things of the world. We didn't think there was nothing wrong with it until one day the light came on and we looked around and we saw ourselves sitting in a pit of darkness and a sludge of just sin and muck and shame and everything you used to treasure just don't do no good no more. Why? I will restore. Amen. Acts 3, let me just read you a few scriptures. Just listen to these and we'll turn in the Bible here in a minute. Acts 3:20 says, and He shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which is what we're living in right now, which God has spoken by the mouth of all His prophets since the world began. So this is a theme that God has always wanted. God knew that His Word would come to earth. He knew it was all they ever needed. That's why in the Garden of Eden, he didn't write anything more besides the word that they had need of.
Right.
Don't partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And that was all they need.
Right.
Because had they just listened to the word of God, if you listen to the word in that age, you listen to it in the next age, you listen to it all the way down, and God knew that.
Amen.
And he spoke it every age. That's why the prophets, though they brought a portion of the word, the message was always the same. Stay with the word. Stay with it. Didn't have to change. It didn't get updated. All it did was manifest.
Right.
Hallelujah. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And what a revelation you have. Because some people say, well, it's in red letters. I'll listen to that. And Jesus said, go baptize in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And over here, Peter, well, that's fine. But that was in black ink. And red ink, you know, is him. So I'm going to listen to him. Well, Moses told me to do, listen to the prophet that the Lord God would raise up. Then God came around and destroyed all that to show that the Word in every age, how in the world could it just be Jesus on earth when Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches and he wasn't born for another 1,500 years? Why? Because Jesus didn't start existing when he was born. He merely changed his form. We'll get to coming on home here in a second. We know Jesus also was said, you know, the disciples came up to him and said, why did the scribes tell us? They've got their doctrine all lined up and it looks really good. Why does Elijah come before the Messiah? And here you are telling us you're the Messiah.
He
said, well, first off, Elijah's going to come later on and he'll restore all things. Aren't you grateful for revelation tonight?
Yes.
But just for the sake of their argument here, I'm here to tell you, Elijah already came.
Right.
And they did it exactly what the Bible said they would do. He even said it, you think you have eternal life? Search the Scriptures. You think you're resting in that? But go search them. You'll find that it testifies of me. And people just too lazy in this day. You got Bibles laying all over the place and they'll fight the message, but then they don't even search the Scriptures to see if it's even in there. But I'm here to tell you, oh my glory to God, if you'll ever take the time to get in the Spirit and begin to read this book, it will point you to the revelation God sent us because it wasn't a man's idea. God desired to open himself up. God wanted his children free and he knew what it would take in this age.
Amen.
Don't you bring in some Baptist doctrine. It won't work. Don't give me just some justification and that's all we got to do. You bring the word or you won't make it. See, let me read you a quote and then I'll just preach on it. We would see Jesus, 1962. See, you don't seek God. God seeks you. You said, I sought and sought. No, no. It was God seeking you. Just you wouldn't turn loose. Oh, my, I could preach all day on that right there. God pours His Spirit on the church. And some of us just look around and say, well, I don't know, he's kind of preaching a little long. I hope he shuts up soon. I'm ready to go home. And the Holy Spirit is standing right here, not 2 feet from me. So how is that possible? Jesus with dirty feet again.
Amen.
Standing right in the midst of Simon. How many knows the story?
Yeah.
And he says, they invited him to come and he showed up. Why? God does his part. God keeps his word. If you've got a hungry heart for him today, I'm here to give you one message. Turn loose.
Amen.
Open your heart. Get rid of your doubt. Get rid of your fear and say, God, meet me today.
Amen.
You can feel it. I'm just going to do what the Spirit says anymore. I have quenched it many times because I'm afraid you think I'm a fanatic. But I learned Sunday that when the Holy Spirit tells me to say something, I need to start saying it. The Holy Spirit told me there's a devil sitting in this service Sunday morning. The only of you that were here know exactly that's what it was. It's not Brother Andrew. It's the Holy Spirit is back in the church in His fullness. All 9 spiritual gifts operating.
Amen.
Get discernment. Show there's a devil still here. Don't you dismiss service.
Uh-huh.
Why? It's not us trying to find God. It's God trying to find us. It's not you trying to get delivered. It's God wants you so delivered. He paid for it. What do we do to get delivered? What do we do to stay delivered? Goodness gracious, isn't that right? Every time God comes, what do you got to do? What's he got to do for us? Untangle the mess that we made up in the last 2 days.
Sure, amen.
And between Wednesday and Sunday, what's he got to do? Untangle that 3-day mess that he did. It's not God holding back his word. It's the people won't turn loose.
Amen.
They hold on to their unbelief.
Yeah.
Oh, no, God, he didn't save me. Oh, no, I haven't done enough yet. Did you repent of your sins? Were you baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins? Got to have a goal now. Don't just get baptized just to do it. You're baptized to say, Lord, you told me my sins would leave.
Amen.
And he didn't stop there. He said, Father, I open, I turn loose. Give me the gift that you promised.
Amen.
Return, you backslidden children. Come back to the Holy Ghost. I don't care if you had it 20 years. If you ain't living in it, you backslid. And the word of the God is coming. Come back. Come back. Come back. Do you have joy? If your answer is no, come back to the word. Come back to this message. Believe it with all your heart. It'll produce joy. It'll produce peace in the midst of chaos. It will take your sin and annihilate it with the bleach of the blood, and you'll be able to look at the word of God and say, that's me.
Amen.
That's me. I'm standing here in Laodicea. I look like a fool. I feel like an idiot. I've made a mess of my life, but somehow I know that I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Don't rejoice against me, my enemy, Micah 7, because I'll rise again.
Amen.
Why? Because he already rose for me.
Amen.
Where am I tonight? Where are you, Christian friend? That's the problem. You need to identify with the Word of God. I am now seated together with Christ in heavenly places. I sit on the same throne that He does now. Why? Because His throne isn't off in the clouds somewhere. It's right here, conquering. It's not us seeking God. It's been God seeking us. Jesus says this. Let's go to the book of John together. St. John. I got so inspired just reading these few scriptures. That might be where we head to next. Let's go right through it like we have other books. John 6, 44. Actually, let's go before this a little bit. 41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I came down from heaven? Let me make sure you understand this. Jesus was a man just as much as he was God. He had the ability, if he so chose, to doubt the word of God. Yet he chose, because he was the Word, he could not deny himself, but he had to be tempted like us. So here comes this message. We know where you came from. You ain't no manna from heaven. You're just some backwash over there. Virgin born? Yeah, right. How do you say you've come from heaven? See, that's the difference. He knew where he was standing. He knew he was the Word. And when you finally walk into that revelation, God help us, Church of God. I know God opens it up to us, but I can't help but believe we fall out of it too often. And all of a sudden we come back to being mortals again. And then we get pushed pillar to post by every devil's lie that comes by. You are dead. There is no Andrew Kressel to be found. There's only Jesus Christ. Why? I am not the man I used to be. I'm not some son of Joseph. I'm not a son of James. I'm a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Don't let the devil type you out in this life. You were before he was.
Amen.
Just giving you a second to say amen. Just give me a second to say, that was for me. And that was for you, Satan, as you come and tried to doubt me. That was for you too, buddy. You try to beat me all you want to. Before you was, I am.
Yeah.
You won't preach that in no denomination, but I don't care. It's the Word of God. Look, the Son of Man has revealed Himself. What is the end? The form of the bride of Jesus Christ. And when He was the I Am, she was in the I Am.
Amen.
And the identification of the bride of Christ is the exact identification of Christ Himself.
Amen.
Because Christ gave it to her.
That's right.
Oh, there ain't no pride attached to this. Watch. It was just keep reading there. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves, For no man can come to me except the Father with which has sent me draw him. What even brought you to God was God Himself. What even made you hear God's voice when He was made flesh was before He even became flesh as the Father. We understand before anything was, He was. And He'd already declared, my Son will hear my voice and I will draw Him to myself. John 14, 6. Very familiar scripture. John 14, 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So not only was God drawing from the foundation of the world, but when He looked down and He saw you needed a mediator, He said, I will be that mediator. Yeah. There's no mediator between God and man but the man Christ Jesus. It's not even just the Spirit. He had to become man so He could put His hand on the holy God and put His other hand on a sinful man and bridge the gap and bring fellowship again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No man can come to the Father but by me. John 15. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Ye are my friends. Yes, Lord. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Do you feel His presence here? Do you know you're His friend? What do we think? Oh man, if I could have just been Abraham and have God come down and say, Abraham, the friend of God.
Amen.
And yet right here, Jesus' own voice said, ye are my friends. What a revelation of the Word that this isn't 2,000 years old. This is for anyone that will receive. Whosoever will, let him come to the rivers of life. Let him draw from it freely. Why? Because He was already there from the foundation of the world. Why are you in church tonight? Oh, I ask you, did you come to feed on the Word of God?
Amen.
Then there's a Word to be fed to you.
Amen.
What is drawing you was you were there.
Amen.
You had to be. How could you accept it here? Whoo! Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. And real quick here, how many knows when, you know, it talks about the judgment and Jesus separates. He says the sheep on one side and the goats on the other as the shepherd. But yet we know the bride was back here already on the throne. That was the foolish virgins and things that would be saved and then the totally lost. How many knows this?
Amen.
And what did He tell them? He told that group, you fed me. You visited me. You clothed me. When I was in prison, you came and sat with me. And what did they say? When did we do this? Why? They were servants. A servant doesn't know what his master's doing. But you're not servants.
Amen.
You're friends. You're sons. You're His bride.
Amen.
I've seen many Christians get frustrated that they know, you know what I mean? They want to do it without knowing what they're doing. But you can't do that. The Holy Spirit's in you. You know all things. Is that the Bible or not?
Amen.
You need that no man teach you, for the Spirit teaches you all things. Hallelujah. You're not friends, we know. We have revelation. The world don't know what we're talking about. They might even try to walk in the Word, but there's always that little spot where you've got to have the revelation. Even talking with ministers many times, and God help me if I'm wrong, but you can tell pretty quick who's really got a revelation of what this message is, because you can't teach it. Only the Holy Spirit can show it. You can say all the right words. You can quote the same quotes, but the man that can make it live's got revelation.
Amen.
I'm trying to preach. We'll see. Verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me. Can we say that together? Ye have not chosen me. And let's say this too. But I have chosen you. Oh, that's enough. That's enough to preach a sermon right there. When we got desperate, when we began to feel conviction of our sins, when we were living in shame, and you might have been sitting right in a pew for years and years and years, but one day something changed.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't you choosing God. It was His choice. He said, I've had enough. I can't take my daughter in bondage no more. I can't take my son down there in bondage no more. I've already chosen him, and he can't stay in that condition. I've got to come. And as his choice began to move, what did it do to your heart? It began to make a choice back. Why? Because before you even had a choice, there was a ring slipped on your finger.
Amen.
I know that offends many people, but we are saved by grace. I did not choose God. God chose me. It's hard for the legalist to accept that one. But it's the truth. Now the other side of it is, yes, if you ain't going to accept the Word and you're not choosing Him, there's no way He chose you then. Because every seed produces its kind. So for you to claim to be the Word, you have to produce the Word. So, you know, don't call the kettle black or however that. Like I told you, I'm just too young for that stuff. Pot calling the kettle black. Did I get it that time? Yes. Y'all must have been praying there or something. Say, give that boy some revelation. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And that, why did He choose us and ordained you? We've talked about ordained compared to foreknowledge. God knows everything. By foreknowledge, He knew it all. And He had it predestinated and all these things. But ordaining something means He wants it specifically that way. See, we understand there's a permissive will of God. And His foreknowledge, God knows it, but it's not His direct will. This is His direct will. I have chosen you and I've ordained you. This is what I promise you will do in this age.
Amen.
And ordained you to do what? And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain.
Amen.
Why? It's eternal.
Yes.
Oh my, this is the Word. That's the fruit we're looking for. Not just a little joy here and it's gone. Not a little peace here. The peace that passes understanding. That comes from the Son of Peace.
Amen.
Oh my. The fruit from the tree of life. Where it don't die. Where you can eat it and keep eating it and it just keeps coming back. Why? Because it's eternal. You can't get rid of it.
Right.
Glory to God. Oh, can we just open our mouths big to Papa God and say, Lord, just feed me the Word. Just feed me the Word. Show me who I am. Take away what I'm not. Lord, if there's blackness and I'm holding on by some unbelief, remember, sin is unbelief. If you're doing things wrong, you disbelieved a long time ago.
Right.
Time to quit disbelieving and believe the Word of God. Say, God, You called me. Right. You chose me. If you don't see fruit in your life, He ordained you to go do it. Get going.
Amen.
Glory to God. Your fruit should remain. And that whatsoever. You shall ask the Father in My name, He may give it you. How many's taking that promise to heart tonight? That's what I'm trying to say with all my heart. Let's just go back already to what the Word said. Whatever He puts on us when the Holy Spirit comes, come on now, and He begins to lead you and to guide you, that's not you. That's not you becoming a fanatic. That's the Word of God moving. The Word is moving on the Word, and it's pushing this Scripture off this page into your heart and out of your life. Go produce fruit. And whatever you ask in My name, I'll do it. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says this in Shalom, 1964. Nicodemus expressed it one time before the Lord, Rabbi, we know that Thou art a teacher come from God, for no man could do the things that You do if God wasn't with him. I just got to preach on that for a minute. People that question the message and everything else, you produce it then. Don't you have enough revelation? Even here, Nicodemus don't even got the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
There's no New Testament even written. But he's got enough revelation to know, whoa, 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 whoa. No man could do these things unless God was with him. Remember the blind man that came, received his sight? There was never a record at that time of a blind man or born blind man ever receiving his sight, and here he is receiving his sight, and here they come with the doctrine, don't they? Oh, here's where you're off here. Here's where you got that wrong. Here's where you did this wrong. And here's why Malachi 4 was already to the Jews, and it only be to the Jews, and you got that messed up. Wait a minute, what did God vindicate? Because all I know was one day I couldn't see, and then one day I got sight. And you don't know where this man comes from? Well, this is a marvelous thing. You've got the worst doctrine I've ever seen. You've got a doctrine that can't even explain ABCs. How am I supposed to expect algebra out of this?
Right, amen.
Ooh, glory. But it was that darkness or blindness upon the Jewish race that the Messiah might come to take from the Gentiles abroad. They had to reject Him. And that's the gross darkness that's upon the churches and things today. What's the gross darkness? That the Messiah is standing right there. That He's perfectly fulfilling the Word, yet they just can't see it because they're blind. Gross darkness. To fail to see the light that's shining. See, there seems to be such a heavy press. And how much more in our day? You understand that heavy press? Pressure all the time. Why? Because they think they have sight, but they're blind. They think they're not afraid, but they're just little boys out in the graveyard shivering. See, there seems to be such a heavy press. We take some of the noted evangelists today. They are constantly screaming for a revival and working right against it. See, not understanding without understanding. And I don't say that in the motive of trying to say, now, we've seen this in glory to God. They're not in it. I'm not trying to say that and to get people to think, well, Brother Branham, you got the only truth there is in the world. No, that is wrong, see. So there goes your denominational thought right out underneath of you. God is no respecter of persons. Any man that will respect this word, I don't care if he is a Baptist, Presbyterian, Methodist, homosexual, he'll come to this word and accept this word. He's my brother. That's right. I understand. I believe that this word is it. This is the ark of our age, all right? But the Holy Spirit leads and guides into all truth. Because I've had that people say, well, I was baptized in Jesus' name. I was in, you know, oneness or something like that, or Pentecostal. Did I really get the Holy Ghost, or did I have to do it again? And think, I believe that if you were led to truth, the Holy Ghost was leading you. The Holy Ghost can come to you wherever. He is no respecter of persons. But He will lead you to this message. You're not going to tell me He's going to lead you to some other ark. Why? It contradicts His Word. He is the Word. He can't contradict it. So if you claim to have the Holy Ghost and you're going somewhere besides the Word of the day, you ain't got it. But if you accepted this Word, no matter what you did before, remember Paul himself said, I was a blasphemer, but I did it in ignorance. Why? I didn't have revelation yet. And that's the same thing Brother Branham's saying here. Don't speak against them. That you can't hold them accountable. They don't see it. Billy Graham don't see it. He don't understand what it's all about. All them out there, they don't understand it. Even sometimes in the message, look, that's why I just let it go a lot of times. Because if they don't see it, they're not accountable like somebody that does. Now here's the thing. The second you see it and you turn away, that's it. The gospel's one and out. Why? Because if you're the Word, that's all you need. Just give me one good look at that Word. Why? Something begins to stir and says, that's it. That's it. Oh, aren't you grateful? One day you went to pillar to post and you maybe tried the Baptist or Methodist or just thought you knew God. But one day you heard His voice and you didn't harden your heart. Why? Because it had the Word in it and the Word couldn't stay there. It was all caged up because light struck it. It wasn't covered in darkness anymore. Light struck it and life began to come forth and it pushed out the darkness. Do you believe that for yourself? Then I'm telling you, you need to get your frown upside down because there's no Holy Ghost going to non-elect. How quickly does the devil come and snatch the Word out of our hearts, even right here in a service? Believe the Word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get somewhere. Maybe the Holy Spirit just wants, come back. Believe it for yourself. Whew, the light's shining. Now, Brother Bram, try to get people to think, well, Brother Bram, you got the only truth that there is in the world. No, that is wrong. See, I'm only saying that in the light of the hour that we're walking in and for the benefit of the people who are trying to seek this light. Changes everything right there. See, instead of making walls, we're putting our hands out to try to get to it. Instead of taking our candle, as many want to do in this stage, even in the message, you know, we got to hide and not be too vocal about this or that because we got to kind of play the system. We are the system. We dictate what goes on. And I know you might say, well, that's a mighty big statement, but who dictates the world? God does. Right. Who's his agents? The bride.
Amen.
Who are you?
Amen.
The bride. We say things, but God help us to get a revelation. He has no hands but yours.
Right.
None. He needs you. Why? I don't know why he decided to do it this way. But the Bible said his foolishness is better than our wisdom. So we might as well quit trying to figure it out. Because even when God looks as foolish as he can, he still can't get dumber than us.
Right.
As hard as he might try. He's got a long way down for me, maybe. I don't know. But even what we think is wisdom has nothing to do with anything. Why? Because even when you're not converted, even your light is darkness. Isn't that right? Even when you were out in the world and, you know, you sisters thought, hey, you know, I'm going to help somebody out. I'm going to go give my hair for locks of love. Even your light out there was darkness. Why? Because it was contrary to the Word. You didn't know no different. You know, the whole Peter Pan idea. I'm going to go steal from the rich. I'm going to take care of this boss over here so I can help out those poor people over there. The Word don't work that right. It don't work that way. Jesus, he only got money from a fish. I guess you could take money from a fish then, but I don't think you're supposed to take it from your brother.
Right.
Hallelujah. I don't think the fish needed that. I think he wanted it out of his mouth. Would you agree? I don't know. I don't think any fishes want coins in their mouth. Where are we going? Praise the Lord. But the light has come. How many believes that?
Yeah.
And I mean this light. This is the gospel light. When God said, let there be light, he was speaking of what we're looking at now. It's not just the sun. That's not what he's talking about. It's the light of the Word. It automatically separates darkness away from it. And if you're still getting darkness in your light, something wrong with your light, because it should be pushing darkness out.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Brother Andrew, I find myself in that condition. Well, just come on back then.
Amen.
There's only one road back. Repent. That's it. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm doing it about faith. Every time I doubted before, now I'm going to do the opposite.
Right.
That's all it takes. Truly, Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. No man will never see it. It's the predestinated seed, and that only is going to receive it. But we've come to that place again. The Bible said, you're the light of the world. Let me make sure I want to hit that. John 8. That's why I'm saying this book of John here, man. John 8, and then we're going to go to Matthew, and I'll start wrapping this up. Hallelujah. I just love Him. You love Him tonight. Is He taking away your doubt and fear and all that and just pushing all aside and say, no, 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 you ain't none of that. You ain't that mistake last week. You are a son of God. You're not in bondage no more. Even if you were predestinated, I have now quickened that seed. You're alive forevermore. Because I live, you live also.
Amen.
The oneness of God, true oneness. John 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And doesn't that go right with 1 John? He says, if we walk in the Word or in the light as He is in the light, then the blood cleanses us. Why? Because you're in the life. And if you're not in the life, there's no way you're walking in light. And that's John 1. I guess we'll just turn there. I was just going to paraphrase, but John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. In Jesus Christ, the Word of God was life. And the life was the light of men. So as the Word of God would inspire a man and it would shine forth, it was life. This wasn't a man, Brother Branham, coming and giving us a new doctrine. This was God fulfilling His Word the way He said He would, that He would anoint a man with the same. And look, in our day it's different. It was the Son of Man here.
Amen.
Working through a Son of Man.
Yeah.
And speaking His Word right to us, lip to ear.
Uh-huh.
And He has now quickened all the other ones. I understand Brother Branham's life. Now listen to me now. He was the prophet. But many people have made the prophet the wave sheaf. But it was the Son of Man in that prophet, showing that the Holy Ghost had been restored to what it was supposed to be. And it was waved before us. Here's an adopted son and what he looks like. Oh, glory to God. But we've talked about that. If you've received the Holy Ghost, you've been adopted into the body of Christ. But too often we refuse to walk in that. But now that the seals are open, there's no excuse for that. Brother Branham said it's a whole new book. Why? Me and Christ are one. Where I am, He is also. And Brother Branham would talk about those things, but now you begin to see it lived. Where he said, look, I'll turn around. Just to prove a point. And I remember even earlier in his ministry, he said it's easier to contact you up here than back there and things like that. But not that time. I'm a son of God. God's me. It's not me here anyways. It's the Son of Man. And he turned around and said, the same Son of Man that told Sarah what she was thinking back there. Hey, that woman back there has cancer. Woo, glory to God. We look at that and say, how in the world can I be the statue of a perfect man? And you find out you were always this. That there is no that without you. The whole body fitly framed together to where every joint supplies. All working by love in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We think, oh, that capstone and the thunders came and messed that all up for us. Come on now. Make us put it way off if something ain't never going to get here. It's already here.
Amen.
It was already restored. And then you got two souls telling you, you weren't really a son of God. God had to make you something here. No, I always was that.
Right.
I wasn't in the flesh. And oh my, that's where everybody gets all mixed up and gets all upset. And all you go up to somebody and say, you know what? I'm perfect. And without understanding, they said, oh my, you being a man, I saw what you did yesterday. You ain't looking at the right me. I ain't talking about that. I am perfect because He is perfect.
Amen.
Jesus gave the quota. Be therefore perfect. And we can interpret that all we want to, but Jesus went ahead and did it for us. Even as your Father in heaven is perfect. What was Jesus doing? Magnifying the law. You can't do it. But He already did. Now, the bride, we used to look at the glass darkly like this, and I can't quite tell what time it is. Maybe it's, 7:55. There you go. I only preached 40 minutes. But then, the Word comes. Isn't that right? And it begins to shine light, and it puts eye salve on your eyes, and you can see again and say, no, I know exactly what it is now. I know the hour that I'm living in. I know that this is the end time. I know why they elected in prime minister again over there. Why? They need somebody that's going to stand for Israel because they've got to send the world into World War III. There can't be peace agreements. It can't happen. Why? They've given up peace. They'll try to say peace, peace, but really sudden destruction. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. We read that a little bit earlier. But if you go to Matthew 5 now, praise His name. You love Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Matthew 5. Well, it's just read 11 here. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you and after you and with you. They've always persecuted the truth. Why? Because there's no light in them. I know we believe serpent seed, but do you understand? They are children of the devil. There's not a type to that. That is absolutely the truth, or else we're not really sons of God. It's just a nice shadow. No, I'm a son of God. I always was a son of God. They were predestinated, foreknown to destruction. God knew what the choice that they would make when they got to earth, and He had to predestinate accordingly. Amen. Rejoice. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. Wait a minute, Jesus. We heard you over here in John. You said, I am the, not a, not part of it. I am. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Now He's telling His disciples. This is even before they got the Holy Ghost, just to prove that you always had it. Jesus was always going back to predestination. When Thomas said, how are we going to know where you're going? We don't know the way. He said, I am the way. You know the way. He said, how can we see the Father? You know the Father. You've already seen Him. How many times has He done that with us? We said, oh God, what's your will? You already know it. What are you praying for anymore? Mercy. See, prayer doesn't... You don't see prayer up here, do you? Faith has got to be down here first. Don't pray without faith. You're wasting time. A lot of people try to, well, if I pray a lot, then I'll get a lot of faith. No, get some faith, then when you pray, you'll actually get answers.
Amen.
You know, he that comes to God must believe that He is, and He'll reward them that diligently seek Him. Ye are the light of the world. What more do you want to hear? Then thou art my Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. Anybody else want to hear something else? Anybody else want to hear something other than your sins are forgiven me? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. What else do we want to hear? And yet God has said it over and over and over. And then when we didn't believe it, He sent a prophet and said, you thought you believed justification, but here's the truth. It's as if you never did it in the first place. Because a part of you never did do it. A part of you was sealed away to where the devil couldn't find it. Why do you think he's so jealous of you? He said, Jesus, remember Satan's own Lucifer himself? He said, I will ascend to the Most High. I'll sit on the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High. And yet God just comes to you and says, here you go, you can have it. Why? Because he failed just like they have in every age. The devil didn't seek it by faith. He thought he deserved it. He said, I've served faithfully for who knows, whatever amount of time. He was a created being, though. He ain't eternal. Don't let him tell you he's eternal. When you are eternal, you've already got him beat. That's right. He tried to take that eternal place, and God said, it's not for you. And instead of being submissive, he rebelled because iniquity was found in his heart. He knew it was wrong and did it anyways. And there was no redemption for him, but praise God. Even when we came and we had iniquities, the Bible said he was bruised for my iniquities. Hallelujah. Why? He had to be. He had to be. Why couldn't God destroy Sarah when she doubted the word? Because she was part of the promise. And without her, there would be no promise. And God has promised His word in this day. We said, in Luke 17:30, when the Son of Man is revealed. Do you understand, Bride of Christ, that without you, Luke 17:30 does not get fulfilled? Because the Son of Man has to be revealed in every part that He is in.
Amen.
And that's what the word came to. Not just for the prophet. It was given to the prophet to give to the bride.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
That's why God recorded it.
Right.
That's why He printed it. Now what do you do with it? Does it sit there and collect dust, church? Let's be honest. Do we pick it up and read it? Do we search the Scripture to see if these things are so? You find a faithful man like that, I'm telling you, you'll find a person that knows the original words back. That there's no reason to have defeat ever. And people look at you like you're stupid, and right in the midst of death, you ain't getting all upset. Come on. Not even just your death, you got relatives dying, things, and everybody's just boo-hooing and losing it, and for some reason you've got something that they don't know about. Why? I'll see him again.
Amen.
I'll see him again. Look, even the sinner, do you know you'll see the sinner again? You know who's going to judge that sinner?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I think there's some believers in here tonight. Maybe a few. How many believes the word tonight?
Amen.
Let me read you a few quotes and we'll wrap it up here. 1959, what was the Holy Ghost given for? Now, then the Methodists, they were tassels. They look back to the Lutheran and say, we got sanctification. You haven't got nothing in it. By and by, from that pollen, from the Methodists, come forth a grain, an ear of corn. That was Pentecost. There you are, justification, one stage of it. Sanctification, another stage of it. The Holy Spirit, another stage of it. Pentecost, Luther, Wesley, Pentecost. Now, what does Pentecost? I liken it because in Pentecost it brought back not a green leaf, not a tassel, but the corn cannot say to the tassel, I have no use of you. For the tassel can't say to the leaf, I have no use of you, because the same life that was in the leaf made the tassels, and the same life that was in the tassel made the ear, and it was the Lutheran church that made the Wesley church, it was the Wesley church that made the Pentecost. But Pentecost, what is it? It's a restoration of the same kind of a grain that went into the ground at the beginning, bringing back all the fullness of the power of Pentecost by the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the last days. Oh, it's a great thing to look, to believe, and to look at. Now, in this age that we're living, this age, it's beyond Pentecost. Not Pentecost scripturally, Pentecost denominationally. All right? Because what they had in the first age is what we come back to.
Right.
True Pentecost. What they really believed when the Holy Ghost was given. Amen. Pentecost has settled itself into organizations and started thinking a whole lot about organizations. We are this and we are that. And don't you walk around with blinders. You know that influence has gotten to this message too. Don't let it get to you. We are not of this. We are not of that. We are of the Word. And as we become one with the Word, everyone that's predestinated to be one with the Word will become one with, because we're all become one with the same source. It's not just a blanket unity. It's those that are predestinated that will come back to the Word.
Amen.
Those that believe that Pentecost has been restored will walk in it. I don't care if you sit right there. It'll never touch you until you believe it and have the Word in you yourself.
Uh-huh.
Be right around it.
Amen.
Light shining everywhere. His presence all around, and yet you're sitting there in a big bowl of doubt and fear. The shame, but I see it too many times. Even ministering, you begin to see people just don't seem to get it. But as a minister, we've learned that it's not the minister doing the reconciliation. It's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And it's not me to count numbers. It's not me to say who's in, who's out. He will do that. And He's proving it right now. Why? Letting you come to fruition. Letting every soul, because when it gets to the end, even hybrid Word will be exposed. And we're really close to that right now. It's the restoration of, let me go back here. We are this, we are that. That's just nature. You just can't help it. It's natural. They'll do that. It's the plan for them to do that. But the church has moved on. It's gone into greater, more powerful. It's the restoration of gifts. And many Pentecostal people does not believe in divine healing. Many message churches really don't believe in divine healing anymore. We have to use doctors or this or that, and if you take it by faith, you're not being reasonable, and you're being, come on now. Believe the Word of God. If God anoints you and says you don't have that sickness no more, you accept that Word. If He tells you to take those pills and smash them on your feet, throw them out the door, you do it. Look how quiet we are. You obey the Word.
Amen.
If He tells you to take them, then take them. Remember, Hezekiah was going to recover. How many knows that? Well, what did Isaiah say? Go get some leaves and stuff, put it on there, and he'll get better. So you follow the will of the Lord. That's right. Amen. Many Pentecostal people, can we just say message from now on and really put that in our heart? We need to believe it that way, because if we're not careful, this will get into our experience. People does not believe in divine healing, ministry of angels, and powers of God. Many Pentecostals call these visions that I see the devil. Many organizations won't even have nothing to do with it in Pentecost. See, we've moved beyond that. Just as Methodists called Pentecostal crazy for speaking in tongues, just as Lutheran called Methodist crazy for shouting, see, but it's all coming forth of the Holy Spirit till the great church is being filled up and chucked full, hallelujah, of the great powers of Almighty God, until it's got to a place, until the very works that Jesus done has manifested itself right in the church now. We're close, friends.
Right.
1959. Church age book. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. How tragic it is that this first age did not listen to the Spirit. And instead it listened to man. But thank God, in the last day, there will be a group rise up. The true bride of the last day. And she will listen to the Spirit. In that day of gross darkness, the light will return by the pure Word.
Amen.
And we will return to the power of Pentecost to welcome back the
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We're looking for the coming. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. But if the power of Pentecost is not restored to us, we are beaten air. If all we got is what Pentecost had minus, we've backslid somewhere. Oh, backsliding children, come back to the Word.
Amen.
If you got to get the tongues, use it for the kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Come on now. If you got interpretation, discernment, healing, prophecy, we should have that, plus the total surrender to the will of God.
Amen.
to where the Word of God can literally move right through you and where you are just gone. Amen. And He speaks. He said, oh, I'm not a prophet, but are you a son?
Amen.
Oh, I'm not a man, but are you a daughter?
Amen.
Are you elected?
Yes.
Then we have to come to this. How? By the pure Word. God did it perfectly. I'm trying to wrap up. He knew, I have to restore the Word first. Then I can restore the power of that Word. Because the quickening power that's come in this last day is the Holy Spirit. But He said, I will put it over all flesh. So if the seed that He quickens isn't pure, it cannot produce a crop which is pure. So God predestinated. First, I will restore it, saith the Lord. I'll tell you how I do it. I'll send Elijah the prophet. I'll tell you when I'll do it, before Jesus comes. I'll tell you which messenger is. It's the seventh angel. And He brought back the pure Word. So we can read this. How grateful we ought to be. When we read this and it actually makes sense. We read this and we can see ourselves in there. We can read something about Solomon and know that it applies to me today because it's the same Word. You get mad at minister preaching the same thing over and over again. You know, Brother Branham preached a Queen of Sheba or a Greater Than Solomon or Queen of the South like 50, 60 times. Oh, I can't believe you preached the same thing you preached it somewhere else. Jesus preached the same sermon a few times too. That's where they get their discrepancies. Always said a little different here and a little different here. How do you know that wasn't two different sermons? They think that they had the internet back then, didn't they? Well, we can just tape it once and just send it around the world. No, there's only a few hundred heard him, probably. Maybe multitudes, but that was it. Then it got traveled by word of mouth, so he went to another city and preached again. And just in case we missed it in this age, oh, how happy we ought to be. God took all, it's like 1,200 now, messages and recorded them for us. I believe rapture and faith is in those tapes. I believe this message unlocks the Bible to us. Because before, oh my, I wouldn't have put Matthew 28:19 with Acts 2. I didn't think nothing of it. I wouldn't even know what Luke 17:30 was even talking about. Besides, it's the end time. I'd be sitting here thinking, well, if we really had a good revival, there'd be all kinds of thousands coming in. Don't let you get that in your mind either. That ain't what we're looking for. And to be honest with you, I'd love to get every soul we can. But I want souls to actually get the Holy Ghost. I don't want halfway experience. I don't want a halfway experience myself. That's why the original returned. And that's why our message today is, let's just go back already. Let's just go back to the Word. How many wants to believe all the Word? How many believes all the Word? That justification is restored to us. Sanctification to live a holy life has been restored to us. The gifts of the Spirit have been restored to us. And the very life of God that we were since the foundation of the world has now been opened up, and we can see that we were always in God. Let's stand together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let go and let God tonight. 26. I think it's F. Hallelujah. Just take some time to worship Him as the Word's gone forth. Let that worship, let that water of worship, the water of the Word, let it quicken the Word that's in you. Hallelujah, brother, sister. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The army came out with the slogan, said an army of one. Well, tonight we're in the audience of one. That's where you need to go right now, brother, sister. You don't take Brother Andrew in there with you. Don't even take your wife in there. Don't take your brother, sister. It's time to go in the Shekinah. It's time to go back where we were from the foundation of the world. Thank you, Lord. Oh my. How do you like that? Do you feel His presence tonight? Well, I ask you, Christian friend, let's bow our heads together. Thank you, Jesus. Have you come all the way back? I ain't discouraging you now. If you have, praise His name for it. Say, God, thank you for restoring me. Well, I just don't know how to have the faith for that. Believe it. He that comes to God has to believe He is. Do you believe He is now? Because He's here. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Believe that He is. And He's a reward of them that diligently seek Him. As I look around, I know You seek Him. Don't harden your hearts. Listen to His voice tonight. What's He telling you, brother, sister? Is there something in the box card that's a little loose? A little loose with that prayer life? Come on now, be honest with Him. You a little loose with reading the Scriptures? A little loose with just spending time? Have you loved other things more than Him? Let's repent of that now. This isn't an evangelical service tonight. This is for the bride of Jesus Christ. Come back to the Word You always were. I'm waiting for that victory to begin to stir. Some of you have it already. I ain't taking it from you. Some of you need to press in faith. You see that doubt cloud start coming around. They get someone to say, well, it's awfully good Word. And I know it's true, but I just can't wholly accept it for myself. Brother, if you're under the sound of my voice, the Word was for you today. God's message to you tonight is come back already. He's waited a long time, but He'll wait until you come. Daddy, Mommy, you remember that too for your boys now. Your girls out there in the world. He'll wait for them. I believe they're predestinated. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Maybe tonight's that night where the revelation strikes. Where you just know that You know. Thank You, Lord. I invite you to have an altar call right there where you're at now. You need to make it right with Him, make it right. But God has given the invitation, come to Me. Come to Me. What did we read? He said, stop your backslidings and I will heal them. Don't you try to heal them. He'll heal what you did wrong. What did Israel say back? Lord, we're coming back to You because You are the Lord God and there is no other. As Peter said, Lord, where else are we going to go? You're the only one that has eternal life. Maybe the devil's got you on the ropes, brother. I'm telling you, he's got you. Would you rise up in faith tonight and say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I accept this Word. Now, look, it needs to come out of your mouth and in a heart of faith. It's the spoken Word that defeats the enemy. Thank You, Lord. God's for you tonight. The devil's against you. Where do you cast your vote? Hallelujah. God grant every desire. You have your hands raised. God knows what's behind those. Raise in faith. Believe that Word. Even if you repent of your sins, you've got to do that in faith. That God knew what you would do. And He still chose you. Oh my. Just got to blast that old legalistic devil coming around all the time. What if Peter would have said when the Holy Ghost came, said, nope, not good enough. I deny the Lord. He wouldn't have been the man to hand the keys to, but God knew what Peter'd do. He'd accept the Word. And I'm sure it tore him to his heart. Why do you think he went and wept bitterly? But he received the Word. He received the keys. And he opened the kingdom of God up. Hallelujah. The life was the light of men. And here tonight, God again has come by. Not only has He sent us the message of the hour, but He's ordained a man to stand back here. I don't know why, but to tell you once again that He is for you. That He's unlocked your doors. Don't live in doubt anymore, brother, sister. Don't let Him call you out by name. He already knows your name. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. It's right here in the room now. You know that little... You can't explain it. Thank You, Lord. Just worship Him now. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, Lord. Praise Your name. Heal yourself now, brother, sister. As you've made it right, say, God, I'm a vessel for Your glory now. I've been a vessel for sin and shame. but I've been forgiven. I've been purified. You filled me anew with the Holy Ghost tonight, and I'm here to do the Master's bidding. He doesn't get any glory in us groveling on the ground. He gets glory when we tromp all over the devil's kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can we pray together? Can you pray with all your heart? Go ahead and pray right there. Just everything you need to tell Him, tell Him now. Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful to know You, Lord, and to know that You always hear our cries. And as we sit here in the presence of the Word of God, You've sent the Holy Spirit now to quicken that Word. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I expose the devil and all his doubt, and all his confusion, all his fear. I pray that the blood would come make a way for every soul that's here tonight to come back to fellowship with You. God, we receive Your Word. Oh, we backslide every day, Father. We don't make excuses. We need the blood, but You gave it to us. And we thank You so much for that blood. You said, return, O backsliding daughters. And we come back tonight as the bride of Jesus Christ, hearing that prophet's voice telling us, get back in line. Stay in line. We come back and line ourselves with the Word. I pray for our brothers, that the temptations of this world, the lust of this life, all the cares, that our eyes of faith would be taken off all that, and we would look straight to You as a flint for the coming of the Lord. We'd walk in pureness and holiness. We'd turn our heads from those pretty girls out in the world. We wouldn't tell dirty jokes and let filth come out of our mouth, but let it be hands being raised to You, giving God praise at all times. We pray for our sisters to come back to having prayer meetings in the home. To come back to why they get to stay at home, and so that they can pray for their husbands, so they can pray for the children, so they can help the family. Restore each one, I pray tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Build the family altar back in every house that's here. That we wake up in the morning, not even legalistic, but Lord, just we're so in love that we've got to get together. We've got to open the Scriptures and just feed on Him before we start our day. Restore us, Lord, as You promised in Your Word. Before we go to bed, even tonight, Lord, let us not make some excuse. Let us feed on the Word. Let us spend a little time with You. Lord, I don't want to go to bed without the angel of the Lord right there with me. Oh, praise You, Lord. Thank You for Your quickening power that's here now. I pray for this church as its pastor that You've ordained to be here. God, let every gift be restored back. Let the devil's doubt that's tried to take it away from those children of God, may it be restored back. May You encourage them. May You show them that they're part of the kingdom, that they need to be busy about their Father's business, and we'll be here spinning our tires forever. But You ordained it, Lord. We will bring forth fruit. Restore them, I pray. All 9 spiritual gifts, all 5 offices, may the church walk as they did in Pentecost, according to the pure Word that we've been restored to. To feel Your anointing here, Lord, I feel to just step aside. Take the preeminence now. Speak to us just the same as You did the first day You called us. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now don't lose your reverence now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Oh, He's here. He is here in the power of His Spirit. This is the power of Pentecost you've longed for. Accept it for yourself now. How? Don't let one doubt come in your mind. Don't let one fear. Your mind is settled on the Word of God. The mind of Christ has taken control. Oh, praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. You ain't a fanatic. You're just a believer. The world ain't going to understand You anyways. You're not going to understand yourself, but that's all right. He understands you. And that's what matters, brother. Worship Him in the Spirit tonight. I don't even have my eyes open, church. I'm just lost somewhere right now. Praise You, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, Father. How I love You tonight, Lord. Oh, praise God. Just worship Him any way that you worship. You need to scream, scream. You need to shout, shout. You need to run the aisles, run them. You need to sing in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit. Oh, glory. Rise, brother, in faith. Rise in faith. You're a son. When they were shouting for joy, He was talking about you. Woo, glory. Glory. Let it come out. Let that inner man have its way. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Woo, glory. Glory. Have your way. We let go, Father. We let loose of our hearts. Oh, just have the preeminence. Glory to God in the highest. Praise your name, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Said, I ain't never worshiped that way. Well, go ahead and jump on in there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There was a day you first raised your hands. There was a day you first shouted. Might be the first day you speak in tongues. That's all right. First time you sing in the Spirit. Or you don't even know what you're saying anymore. Glory. Some of you came from Pentecost. Don't leave back the good. Bring it along. We need it in this message. It's part of the message. Woo, yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Glory. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, come on now, brother. Keep rising. Keep rising. Oh, don't think about something else. Don't think about your haircut. Don't think about tomorrow's school or work. Don't think about what you look like. Hallelujah. Don't let the cares of this life choke out the word. This life's fading fast. Glory. Praise you, Lord. Oh, praise be to God in the highest. We lift your name, Lord. We lift your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't speak doubt tonight. Speak faith. Speak the word. Just say it. Don't add nothing to it. Say the word. I am a predestinated Son of God. I am the Word made flesh today. I've got a mission. I was told to go into all the world and preach this gospel. Return your backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Behold, we come unto thee, Lord, for thou art the Lord, our God. Got a revelation tonight if you don't ask for it. This message is still some crazy doctrine. It still don't quite make sense. Get past all that nonsense. Say, Lord, I hear the word made flesh today. It's speaking to me. Let's worship now tonight. Thank you, Lord. If you want to sing, go ahead. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Accept it, brother. Forgiven to me thy grace. He gave it to you. Salvation so rich and free.
I want to thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
Oh, my soul, thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. I yield my spirit to you, Father. Use me for thy glory and praise. Oh, thank you, Father. Restore this child of God, I pray. I call his spirit back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just do what He says. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If it's time to surrender, surrender. If it's time to die tonight, brother, get down and die. It's time to rejoice and say, finally, I see it. It's me. Oh, the shout and fit John had when he finally saw John over there, already redeemed. When you heard this message, you heard from your theophany. And it's here tonight encouraging you. I'm just waiting. One step ahead of you. Oh, glory. You feel that presence? As the prophet said, can't you see that light? It's here now. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Forget all your own thoughts right now. Think the Word. Yield yourself to it. Oh, there's such a presence, church. That's for you. It's for you. Get free now. Get free now. Don't let the shower of the Holy Ghost pass without quickening your life back to Him. Oh, praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. When He saved you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Look Him right in the eyes now. Let your faith rise to know that He stands in your midst. That He's making Himself known once again in human bodies. Oh, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Church. Oh, hallelujah. Something just happened there. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, my. Glory to God in the highest. Stop looking for the pillar of fire. It's already here. It's right here. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Father. This is the God we've waited for. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being here, Lord. Thank you for peace like a river. Oh, hallelujah. I'd rather be nowhere else right now. He doesn't just come anywhere. He comes to those that believe.
And praise. Oh, Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's the restoration of the bride's ring. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Just pray.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Pray. praise you, Father.
My God, my Savior, my Lord Jesus.
Yield to
I
Him now.
Love
Don't
Father
grieve His presence
so
tonight.
Much, Jesus.
Let Him fill you.
Blessed to your name, Lord. Blessed to your name,
just hand your
Lord
flesh
Jesus.
Over to Him. Say, Lord, reveal
oh,
the Son of Man
you,
in me
Father.
Tonight.
I love you, Jesus.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
just feel that quickening.
Jesus.
Let Him quicken you tonight,
Hallelujah,
church.
Jesus. Praise
you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Father.
Jesus.
Praise you, Father. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, be thou glorified, Father.
Oh,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Prove thyself
oh,
the same tonight.
Oh, praise you, Father.
Erase every doubt that could ever be
Jesus.
In this room of your
presence. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah, Father.
Keep rising in that.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank
just
you, Father.
Just feel that word in the room. Let
Hallelujah,
it come down.
Jesus.
Come down, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
praise you, Lord
God.
Jesus. Praise you,
praise
Lord.
God.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise
glory.
You, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Father. Thank you, blessed Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Jesus.
Glory
oh,
to God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh,
thank you for redemption,
oh,
Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, I praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father.
Glory.
Oh, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Oh, oh, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah,
Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Oh, oh, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Oh,
you can't worship in this. You can't worship God.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I praise you. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, my Savior, Father. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes, my Lord. Oh, I love you, my Jesus. I love you, my Jesus. I love you, my Jesus. I love you, my Jesus.
Father, set me free from every chain of the enemy.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
The word of the Lord to my people tonight. Oh, how I've longed for this day to come. How I've seen it from the foundation of the world. But now I see it fulfilled in mine eyes. The restoration of my children. How it thrills my soul, saith the Lord God. How have I not healed you every time.
Yeah.
Have I not restored you every time? Have not I been there when thou hast asked? I say unto thee, be encouraged. Press forth my word in your lives. For I say, the day shall not rise much longer.
Jesus.
I've come to make myself known that I am the light of the world.
I love you, Jesus.
And I shine through you to this last day of darkness. All that you ask in my name, have not I said I've given it to you already? Speak thy word that I have placed in you.
Praise
saith the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I know you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to Jesus.
Oh, praise Hallelujah, you, Father.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Awesome.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
You're awesome, Lord.
Oh, Hallelujah.
Oh, you'll never go wrong worshiping. Just praise Him with everything.
My reason.
Tonight.
My reason, Lord Jesus.
Glory!
I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord.
I love you with all my heart, Father. I love you with everything that's in me. Thank you for forgiving me, Father. Thank you for washing me. Thank you for cleansing me. Thank you for bringing me to yourself.
I love you.
Thank you for this privilege to be in your presence tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 Father.
We welcome you back, Lord.
I love you.
To the power of Pentecost here.
With all of my heart, you are my everything. To my reason.
Yes, Lord.
I love you. I love you. My
small spirit tonight.
I love you, my Lord, with all of my heart. You are my. You're the real. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah,
that's
Jesus.
Why we came tonight.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To worship it.
Hallelujah,
and
Jesus. Yes. Praise you.
Yes.
Praise
Lord.
Your name, glory. Jesus. Praise
hallelujah.
Your name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
To God in the highest.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He restores you,
thank
brother.
You, Jesus.
He restores you,
hallelujah,
sister.
Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
praise you,
God.
Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Glory
thank
to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh,
my,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
How do you leave this?
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise
oh,
God.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
This is your heart's desire,
Jesus.
Children.
Thank you, Jesus.
Some of you have been around a while. Isn't this what you
hallelujah.
Long for? And it's
thank
here.
Thank oh. you, Jesus.
Woo!
Oh, bless him in your name.
Glory.
Bless him in your name, Jesus.
It will not
yes,
be late.
Jesus.
God does not tarry.
Hallelujah,
hey, he is here right on time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank
you, Jesus.
Woo!
Praise God.
You pull those loved ones
I
right there across. Say, Dad, go
you,
ahead and praise.
Praise
that's what
you,
we're
Jesus.
Doing right on the other
praise
side.
You, Jesus.
Oh,
praise
glory.
You, Jesus. Praise
I got
you,
Grandma
Jesus.
And Grandpa waiting
hallelujah,
on me right
Jesus.
There giving us praise
hallelujah,
to God.
Jesus. Praise
woo!
You, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you
what
Jesus.
What a
Pentecost. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless him
oh,
be your name, Jesus.
Thou art, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we worship you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
let's
Jesus.
Let's just give him a hand clap.
Hallelujah,
worship
Jesus.
Tonight.
Hallelujah,
worship him.
Hallelujah,
worship him.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory. Praise his name. My, it's been good to be in his house tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you get that sickness, you go ahead and let it go tonight, brother,
yeah.
sister. That doubt, you go ahead and let that or go ahead and go. Just let this. This is your kind of glory. It's what it is. Don't let the devil tell you it's just fanaticism. This is God's presence. There ain't no devil stay around this. This, Brother John, lives right there.
Amen.
When you go out there, Brother Dan, to that truck, he's still in there.
Amen.
When you drive down the road and you start getting lonely, oh, you forget that. You ain't alone. The Son of Man has made himself for you. Glory to God. Well, we're just going to worship until you want to tonight. I am preaching, as far as I know, up till I haven't had anybody signed up. Those who weren't here Sunday, Brother Josiah wanted the statue of perfect man here, but I also believe Holy Spirit don't make mistakes. And I think we'll be going that route next few services. Pray for the pastor a little bit.
Yes.
Praise for the flock. You pay for the pastor. Jesus prayed for all of us. Aren't you grateful for that tonight? Amen. That I don't pray for these only, but for those that believe. He believed tonight.
Amen.
And he prayed for us. Hallelujah. Come expect to hear the word wherever you are. God bless you tonight, children. Thank you, God. Thank you, brothers. You love one another. The only way you can show your love to God is start loving your brother like no other. I just want to encourage you. Sometimes we think, well, am I really led of the Spirit? Do I really know when God talks to me? Yeah, how many times you pulled out that phone and said, you know, I probably should call Brother so-and-so. Say that, he probably don't want to hear from me. That could have been that word of wisdom ready to come out. Encourage your brother back onto the road. Come on now. Yield yourself to the Spirit. Can we do that? Say, Lord, I'm coming back with all my heart. Here, if you're putting a stake down right now, you put it down so deep the devil can't dig it up. I'm giving my whole life to him. God bless each one. He sees your hands, he knows your hearts. Well, I'm going to hand the service to Dad now.
feel free to worship with all your heart as long as you feel need. We've kind of got a little wax. I want to bring a little correction here. When we go out there, please try to be respectful of the house of God. We're talking too much and things, pastor included. You need to be reverent. It's all right to have a little conversation and things, but know that somebody might still be praying and things, that we don't want to disrupt the spirit. Working on those things, if it's too much, just go on and go outside. So God bless you. A little deacon message for you tonight. And, we love you, appreciate you. Go ahead. God bless you.